Okay, good morning. We continue in the Tanya. We're in the second volume of the Chassidus Mevoaris. We're starting Perek Yud, the 10th chapter. And just to catch us up, we'll do the Hakdama, we'll do the introduction, which will give us a little review since it's been over a month since we've seen this last. We'll get a little introduction. Page Nun Aleph. Beperek HaKodem, in the previous chapter, Nisbar Shamochama ben HaNefesh HaLokis v'Nefesh HaBahamis, we discussed the war between the godly soul and the animalistic soul within a person. And that war, Hilorak Alpulas Adam, it's not just a war over what activities the person will do. It's not just a war that the godly soul wants you to do mitzvahs and the animal soul wants you to do averos. Hainu, meaning, Hainu lima da Torah v'kima mitzvahs v'achshava dibra maisa. That you know, should we learn Torah and fulfill the mitzvahs in thought, speech, and action, which are called the garments of the soul. But that's not so only the war. Elagam apnimius umas adam. But the war is over the essence, the inner content of the person. In the brackets, those are the 10 powers of the soul, 3 in the brain, and 7 of the characteristics. It's complete control. It's a world war. Mamish, a world war. When you have a world war, it's not like you just want people to do what you want them to do. You want them to believe in what you want. You want every aspect to be like your side. Klomer, mayu hashkafasav hanacha sikhla. What will be the person's outlook on life? What is his scheme of life? How does he think? Umayu ragshosav natius levava. What will be his feelings, the inclination of his heart? That's much more than just what you do. Alachas mishtana fashas reitza. Kol achas mishtana fashas reitza. Shekol mahusha shodam tia behatem l'shifas levat. Each one of those souls wants that the entire essence of the person will be totally in sync with its soul's desires alone. V'rak hi tia hanefesh. And that's the only one that's going to be the soul. Ha'ani, the I, shall call a guv of the entire body. Who is the commander of the body? And all the body parts will be nullified to it. Hainu shehi tashlut b'chol aguf, that it should reign and rule over the entire body, but open in such a way, shekol inyonu shel aguf yarak l'mali v'atzei esrus anasev, that every body part will be totally nullified to that soul, that it to only want to do and accomplish its will. Ukakol shenefas achas miskaber shalat yosef adam, and to read that one of the souls gets stronger and rules over the over a person. The other soul becomes more pushed away. It's not that they both have equal footage. One's trying to, more one wins, the other one is being pushed out. We talked a lot about that idea. That's the real war between the godly soul and the animalistic soul. It's total victory is what each side wants. Total dominion. Based on that fundamental point, Maschal Rabbeinu Levar, the Rebbe is now going to explain from this chapter on, Eschameshus HaMadregus Shishenshmi Yisrael, the 5 overall general levels of Jews. And these are the 5 levels, which we'll explain in great detail. Tzadik Veralo, the expression that Tzadik Vitovlo, a Tzadik, and it is good with him. Now, the conventional understanding of that is a Tzadik, and Hashem blesses him. That's the conventional understanding.
It's not his understanding.
The conventional. You look in a Gemara, the simple meaning is a tzaddik, and things go well with him. But he's going to define it. No, tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik. Then tzaddik viralo, a tzaddik, and it's bad with him. The conventional understanding is a tzaddik who suffers. That's how he defines it. It's tzaddik she'enu gomor, a tzaddik who's not completely a tzaddik. You have a complete tzaddik and an incomplete tzaddik. Rasha v'tovlo, a wicked man, and it's good for him. The conventional understanding is a wicked man prospering, but that's not what it's going to mean. Rasha v'ralo, a wicked person, is bad for him. And finally, ubeinoni, and the person in the middle. Those are the 5 types of Jews. Lefi amitas shematar v'hamala, based on the true definition of virtue of these things. Shalahen. That's what he's going to explain now. Remember, what did he call the Tanya? It was the safer for the
Benoni.
Benoni. For the average guy. Now, so far, he's needed 9 chapters of introduction.
Yeah.
So to get to define what a Beinoni is, what an average person is, and he's saying the Avodas Hashem is for the Beinoni. So we're going to have to learn these.
Very high level.
To learn what these terms are. Lefi Amita Shem Atarva Malhasvi. Okay, Shalhem. What's the point of the explanation? What's the difference in all these five terms? Toli ad kama hisliach echas manafashos halol b'muchamtoim anafash acheres. These five terms depend on how successful one of these two souls was in the battle with the other soul. That's what the definition is going to hinge on. Vad kama yeshlo shlita apnimis umasodom, and how much dominion it has on the inner essence of the person. That is what the definitions will be based on. So Beperek Zeh, in the coming chapter, he'll explain, the Rebbe will explain the two levels of tzaddikim, the tzaddik v'ralo, the tzaddik v'tovlo, the complete tzaddik and the incomplete tzaddik. Beperek Haba, in the next chapter, chapter 11, Eshtem Madregas v'Shoim, the two levels of wicked people, Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha v'ralo. Beperek Yud Beis Vachem, the 12th chapter on, we finally get to the main goal, Es Madregas HaBeinoni, the attributes of the level of the Beinoni. Okay, we turn the page, we're on page Nun Beis. Okay, in the brackets. Lavon eshte amadrega shebet tzadikim, to understand the two levels of tzadikim, tzadik v'ralo v'tzadik v'tovlo, yishla haktim es yeso tshikar v'enolo. We have to preface with a fundamental point the Rebbe said way back in the first chapter of the Sefer, which was, shatar amiti shel madregas tzadik, the true description of a someone on the level of a tzaddik, misyachas l'mi she'ein lo yetzahara, is attributed to someone who has no evil inclination anymore. It's not just that he doesn't transgress actively in thought, speech, or action. That's not enough. Even the inner heart, in lo taivla tanik, was that he has no lust for the pleasures of this world.
No
battle. Zer Pirish Loshon Zal, and that's what the rabbis mean when it says, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftim, the righteous people, the good inclination rules. Shenemar, as King David said, V'libi Chalal B'kirbi, my heart is empty inside of me. That left ventricle is where the animalistic soul is. She'en li Yetzer, there's no Yetzer. Yesod Zemavar Be'en Barachav Esmaus Madriga said, based on that fundamental point, the Rebbe explains now on this essence of what the level of the tzaddik is. Umaschal but tzaddik she'enagom is going to start with the tzaddik that's not complete, meaning tzaddik v'ralo. Okay, now we begin the words of the Tanya.
She's saying that a person can be at that level and live?
Yes.
You're going to see.
But
what's the purpose?
You're going to soon see.
You'll see. But we're going to also see that we're not on that level.
No, I appreciate that. I don't even... With Moshe Rabbeinu.
Sure. Sure. It doesn't mean you don't do an Avera, but it's not an Avera out of time, it's an Avera out of error, miscalculation.
Right. You made a miscalculation.
Let me give a simple example. Would a parent, a loving parent like yourself, right? Would you ever intentionally want to hurt your child? Even a smidgen, maybe just a little bit, maybe once a month. Well, once a month you want to smack him up quick, but the rest of you love him up.
Not even, never.
Right. Did any Yates order that? No. Okay. What if you decided to buy him a birthday present? And, you know, you made an error in judgment. And instead of buying Simi a baseball glove, you bought him a toaster.
For the pop flies.
Okay, right. And he would be so insulted by you, wouldn't he? Now, why did you buy him the toaster? Somebody convinced you that a toaster would be a good present. And you made a really bad mistake in judgment you did there. But did you want to hurt him? No. So that's how a tzaddik can still sin. He'll make a mistake in judgment, but it's still wrong.
Moshe getting angry right at the end.
So,
but that was
okay. So we'll see. We'll see what all that means. Anyway, let's continue. Parakeet. Vinei, words of the Tanya now. Vinei, kesha ha'odam, magbir, nafsho el ha'elokis. When a person allows the godly soul to get strong. Vinilko kol kachem bahamis, and he fights so hard with the animalistic soul. At shemagaresh umevayer harash ba mechol asmali, until he totally drives it out, burns out the evil that's in it from the left ventricle. Okay, he's going to say in a minute. Let me I'm going to skip it and just read the bolds on the next page. Just so I can finish the sentence.
Yeah.
Kamosha Kasav, as it says in last week's, 2 weeks ago, Parsha, Uviyar Teremikabecha, burn out the evil from your midst. Veinara Nebuchadnezzar, but the evil has not been totally transformed into good. Nikrit Sadik She'enu Gomer. That person is called a Sadik that's not complete, or turn the page there, or he's also called Vitzadik Viralo. He's called a tzaddik, and there is still evil in him. Okay, we have to explain all this. But matter of fact, the very first clause, we go back to page number base, needs a lot of explanation, and here's a tremendous point coming. It's all side stuff, but it's going to be tremendous here. Let's look at the Chassidus Mavaris on the bottom page number base. Kesher Adam Matzliach Lahagbir Es Nafsha Lokis B'muchamtem Nafsha V'hamis Akireka. If a person is successful in having his godly soul overpower the animalistic soul in this battle, so much so, not only does the evil of the animalistic soul not spread into the rest of the body and do bad things or to think bad things, but more, it totally chased out and burns out the essence of the evil of that animalistic soul, from the left ventricle, it just totally drove it out. Such a person has no desires for evil. Even for permitted pleasures.
Yeah, nothing.
That's still going to be a tzaddik that's not complete. But he's driven out so much. Now, right up to this point, the footnote 1 makes an incredible observation. If you look at the words of the Rebbe, Rebbe says, Kishah Adam, when the person, Magbir Nashalokis, he strengthens the godly soul, Vinilko Kokach in Bahamis, to fight so much over the animalistic soul. Masha, what is that implying? Who is the person? Implies Shah Adam Atzmo, but the person himself. He is not the godly soul. He's not the animalistic soul.
That's right.
And he's the one, but he's the one who will have one soul be stronger than the other. In other words, there seems to be three objects in this story.
Right.
The Adam, the person. Then you got this thing within the person, at the person's disposal, the godly soul. And animalistic soul. So if the person has the godly soul, or animalistic soul, overpower the other one, it seems to say that the person is a distinctly different reality than the souls that he contains. And the world asks the following question. If the person isn't either one of those souls, Mihu Adam, who is the person? Lateris Kushazu, Rei, Biyudim, Asud, Beis. One of the answer. Let's look at the footnotes in the back. In footnote, Yud, Beis.
Let's go to the back.
See how the book ends.
Okay, so now we go to footnote, Yud, Beis, which on page Shin, Samach, Gimel, left hand side of the page. Shin, Samach, Gimel, Yud, Beis. So, Bagos Admar Hatzemach Tzedek, in the footnotes of the Tzemach Tzedek, one of the later,
rabbis,
Mitzayin Alash Rabbeinu, he makes a note on the words of this Balatanya over here. Inekeshoda Magbir. And he just says the following, Ayin Lakam and Perkov Tes. Look later on in chapter 29 of the Tanya, Lamashim Makshim Olim Mihu Adam, where the people ask, who is the person? That's all he says. Okay. So now I think he's referring to himself, his own sefer, his own works. He says, look what I wrote later on in chapter 29. In the Kamper Kaftes, Mavur Sheish Hevdo Ben Tzadik LeBenoni. Later on, he explains, there's a difference in a tzadik and an average person. Sheishla Benoni, that the average person, Shenefesh Hachiyuni Samachayas Akuf, he betakfa Ketolda Velibo, that the animalistic, the life force, that gives life to the body. It's its strongest when it's in the heart. Nimtza he ha'odam atzmo. You see, it comes out that that is the person. That's for the Beinoni. Ma'ashengim b'tzadikim, which is not by tzadikim, shebahem olamach is the opposite. Sheneshama ha'tahira, she never shall look at him. That the godly soul, that's the person. The gufam nikra b'asar adam, and the body is called the flesh of the person. Okay, now what is that?
So he says
that an average person, the animalistic soul, that is the person for an average person.
Yeah.
For a tzaddik, the godly soul is the person. So let's keep, he'll analyze this. The eish line, now we have to understand what did the tzemach tzedek mean with that line? Is he mean to answer this question that the whole world asks on the Tanya, who is the person? Because over there, it seems from the Tzemach Tzedek, so at the end of the day, so Adam, the person, you know who the person is? He's either the animalistic soul or the godly soul. But over here, from the Baal Tanya, it doesn't appear that way. From the words of the Baal HaTanya, Mashma, Sha'adam Eino Af Achas B'Shtein Rishalol. For the Baal HaTanya, the person is not either one of those souls. V'ulai, Kavonas Admar HaTzemach Tzedek, could say that the Tzemach Tzedek means, Sha'alpi HaMavur L'Kam Perech Laftes She'etz LaTzedek, what he meant, look later on by chapter 21, by the Tzedek, when he says, Nefesh HaLokei Sha'adam, the godly soul is the person, Yishafar Tzemach Tzedek, you can stand over here, Kish Sha'adam, when the person, Hainu hanefesh olokis magir. When he allows the godly soul, not that it is, not nefesh olokis hu adam, but kish ha adam.
That's what he becomes.
No, it's in other words, it's the same thing. It's not that he is, but when he allows the godly soul to get stronger. In other words, you try to fit it in to be the same. However, uba beyure chasidim in the commentary in chasidim muva mehamavur mekama mamre chasidus. There's many works on chasidus, and he brings a whole list of them in the brackets. You can skip about 3-4 lines. He says sheyesh ba'adam nefesh shlishis. A person has a third soul. Shumamutzas ben nefesh alokis ben nefesh abayimis. It's in between the godless soul and the animal soul. It's the bridge. Hanikros nefesh hasichlis, which is called the intellectual soul.
So it's like the adapter.
Hainu sheikar in yonahu, the main part of that soul is seichel noshi, human intelligence. In the brackets, not like the animalistic soul, that the animalistic soul is mainly midos and typhus of the heart, and its seichel is nothing, you know, but just for its typhus. Even the animalistic soul uses its brains, but only to fulfill its typhus. The pure intellect. And with its intellect, it can understand it. That's on the two sides. The seductions of the yetzer are from one side. And the logic from the godless on the other side. Okay, and therefore, al yidei nefesh zu, through this soul, yesh lo adam ha-yecholes, livcha, the person can choose. Him l'tzayis av-shalokis, ochasim l'hepach, to listen to the godly soul or not. Next page. Val-pizah, based on this, mevarim es-lashar rabbeinu, now we can understand the Tanya. Ukeshe ha-adam, when the person, magbir na-shalokis, when he allows the godly soul to get stronger, to call a nefesh ha-sich li-shav-adam, it's the intellectual soul of the person. However, he says, the Tanya himself never mentions this concept. The Tanya, you'll never find in the works of the Tanya this idea, but later, Chassidus says there is this concept. So, and this all explains the other point, right? And this is very important, because every morning, right early in the morning, Elokai, Neshama, Shenasatabi, Tahorihi. Hashem, the neshama that you gave me is pure.
Yeah.
I mean, the neshama you gave me. I mean, the neshama that you gave me.
What did you give me? Who's me?
So what is that? Yeah. Right? That's the godly soul. You gave me a godly soul. Who am I? The intellectual soul. The intellectual soul. So you have a soul. It is that part that enables you to think intellectually. And now that is who you are, what you will become. You will now either become aligned with the godly soul or the animalistic soul, and that will now define the reality of your intellectual soul. The intellectual soul is one that, you know, makes the decisions. So now you're going to make it. So you are the chooser. You are the decision maker. Mm-hmm. That is you. So really, at the end of the day, you still are a soul.
Right.
But a nefesh sichlis, an intellectual soul, that part of the human being that is beyond the physical, that is able to understand reality. Now, the question is, which reality does it choose to understand? Alright? And then you'll either become, now therefore, if you're going to become a tzaddik, what does that mean? You're going to allow the godly soul to dominate. A rasha will allow the animalistic soul to dominate. And that's what Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah. He decides based on, not his decision, on your decision. What did your intellectual soul decide? So I'll have to look what he did the last year. That'll give me a good answer. So if everything you're thinking about is spirituality, and that, it's total victory, right? And you're tzaddik. If Russia means no, that's everything for physical. Hashem has to decide the type of person that you are. We'll have to see how that Beinoni fits in there, but it's a very, very chush of a piece. That explains a lot of things. So what are you? The essence of you is a nefesh sichlis, an intellectual force, an intellectual soul. You're not the physical body per se. You're not even the holy godly soul. Remember that godly soul would never ever want to do an avera. Would never ever think. It's disgusted with the physical world. That's not you. That's you to choose. If you want to incorporate, you've got that at your disposal. You have, like you're a CEO. CEO of a company. You can either align with these people in the company, or align with these people in the company. So that's what you have. But the essence of you is this intellectual soul.
That's consistent with when you say 120 were judged on their choices.
It's exactly, because that intellectual soul goes back to Shemayim, and Hashem says, okay, which other soul did you schlep up with you?
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you allow to dictate your life? That's what decisions are based on.
It's on Shabbos, and they say you can get another neshama. So where does that fit in?
That's in the Shem Yisera. That's more of your God.
Well, that's a good question, but it's certainly a spiritual point. It could be relating to the godly soul.
Double dose of it.
I mean, you know,
it's an enhancement. It's spirit.
What would a tzaddik gomor get on Shabbos? The answer is, he's already in Shabbos.
Possibly.
Remember, a real tzaddik. What do we call it, tzaddik? Real tzaddik is called Shabbos.
Right, but we also say that the big tzaddikim, like let's say Reb Chaim of Chernovitz, the man who went into the mikveh wasn't the man who came out of the mikveh.
Right. But there's something extra that you get, but beyond this discussion. Beis. Let's look at footnote Beis. Footnote Beis. He says, what is this guy? The first one, he chases away and burns out from his essence the animalistic soul.
Footnote 2. Okay.
Said, Pir Shlosh Rebbeinu Kam. That's what the Rebbe explains. Oh, did I even do the...
Yeah, you haven't done...
Did I do the Chassidus Mevoris yet?
You haven't done...
On Kasher Ad Matzliach?
Yes, you did.
I did it to the bottom of the page?
To the bottom of the page.
So footnote 2. What does he mean when he says, Harash above the evil in it? He says he burns out the ra, he burns out the evil of the animalistic soul. What does that seem to imply? Animalistic soul has evil in it.
Uh-huh. You hear? It's in the Torah. Rabbi Minorav.
Right.
Adam
Rab. Look at the Balatanya's words.
Yes.
Back upstairs. Balatanya says, Anshi Megari Shemavara Hara Sheba Mechalal.
Yes.
Hasmali. He uproots the evil that's in the animalistic soul.
In the left ventricle.
It seems that there's evil in that animalistic soul. So that would seem to say, Hainu hara shebenevesh habahamish, the evil that's in the animalistic soul. Ki benevesh habahamish shebe Yisrael yesh taruvus tovra, because in the animalistic soul of a Jew, there's a combination of good and evil. That's the klipas noga. And the job of a Jew is to drive out and burn out from inside of him that evil side of the animalistic soul. The taivas and the bad midas.
They're okay. There.
We're now on page Nun Gimel. In the Chassidus verse, it explains now. As it says in the Torah, you will burn out the evil from your midst. Now, what's the simple meaning of the pasuk there? And what's the Chassidic meaning of the pasuk? Albir hara, when the Torah tells us to burn out the evil, nitzavena b'kasav, it says the words, ubiyata rami kebecha, burn out the evil from your midst. V'pshuto, the simple is, hatzivu al habezdin lahamis, zachot levar mitochlashol. It's a job of a bezdin to kill sinners and burn the evil out of the Jews. That's the simple shot in the pasuk. A criminal, who did a terrible capital crime, you kill him. And by killing that evil Jew, you've removed the evil from the Jewish people. That's a simple pshat. Achlofia perisha pnimi, but the inner, deeper pshat means atzivu mutal al kol echad Yisrael. Every Jew is commanded lavaras yetzahara shenim sebekirbo to burn out the yetzahara that's inside of him. Ushleimus birarahi, and what is the complete burning up of the evil is? It's not only you don't do bad things, but more. He drives out and burns out the essential evil that's found inside of him. Whereas you can have the evil and just overcome it. He says, that's not even there. From its innermost. Then inside has no desires at all.
That's
for the pleasures of
that's
this world. That's still not a tzaddik gomor.
That's just a tzaddik for Allah.
Right? So that is, and that's what he means. Footnote 3, he says, how do we understand that? Because it says, how does the Hasidic pshat put its way into the simple meaning of the pasuk? I mean, the simple pasuk, what gives them the license? Just because you're a mystic, to learn the pasuk different than the simple pshat. There's got to be a hint in the text to show you that this is what it really means. So you look carefully. Let's look at those three words. Ubiarta hara mikirbecha. Right? Why is it called hara, the evil? The hey is a hey yedia. The one that tells us a specific bad, not just any bad. If you're burning out evil, it should say ubiarta ra mikirbecha. Burn out evil from your midst. Why is burning out the evil? So in footnote 3, he says it's the most the evil.
Yeah.
The evil one. The difference between Ra and Hara. Ra means evil. Hara means the evil one. Who's the evil one? The Yetzara. That's the idea. You got to burn out the evil one from your midst. That's how we see that in the pasuk. Okay, so now, it's totally out. Next point. Ve'nara nebuklamash. But even though you've succeeded in burning it out, but you haven't turned it over. You haven't turned it around. You haven't overturned it. We already explained, it's parallel, we explained. What's total victory over the animal six soul? What does total victory require? Where the Yetzer becomes totally good. Like the Yetzer Tov, which means that the animalistic soul itself lusts and yearns and is drawn for godliness. So when the person succeeds in driving out the evil from the animalistic soul from his left ventricle, but he hasn't totally turned it over. What do we mean by turned it over? Again, we've explained this, and he's going to say it somewhere over here. Remember, the animalistic soul is what? Pure desire. Pure desire, but it's not focused in any direction yet. Now, fact of the matter is, since the animalistic soul is connected to the left ventricle, which is connected to the body, so it's going to desire the thing that is most readily desirable available. And what's that? Food. Mundane physical pleasures. So that's the first one it's going to gravitate towards. But it's not that the animalistic soul was created that it wants bad things. It just wants. It's an unquenchable wanting. But what does it want? it'll find out what it wants. So why can't it have an unquenchable wanting for Torah? See, the tzaddik, who's a complete tzaddik, listen, when you take over a country, right? You know, when the Germans took over France, you know, they may have ruled France, but the French were not loyal to the Germans. So that's like you won the war. The French aren't going to do anything. They're not going to lift a finger against Germany. They're going to get their head blown off. So they had the docility, and they told the party line, and even they give that, you know, because if they didn't, they get shot. So Germans controlled it, but the French heart did not want them at all. Okay, so they were able to keep the French from doing things against the Germans. But whatever they could force them to do, what they have to do, but they really didn't want to do. And that's what the whole French underground, the whole idea was to sabotage. Mm-hmm. So a real conqueror will get the conquered to want the program of the other side.
Like Austria, maybe.
Austria. So I was just going to say that. Austria kind of did toe the party line.
They wanted it.
So a real victory means the ones you've overcome are on your side. The tzaddik gomor has the nefesh, the animal souls, on your side. He's working for you. Right? That's the tzaddik gomor. We're talking about the tzaddik she'enu gomor. So what do we call this fellow? Nikra tzaddik she'enu gomor. Let's finish this last part. He's called a tzaddik she'enu gomor. He's not complete. Hey, Yoshi, Gershabir, Gershabir, Rashalo. You know, he burned out the evil, vainly yetzer. He has no yetzara. He is a tzaddik. He's included in the category of a tzaddik, which is, and Yetzer Tov Shoftim, the Yetzer Tov rules. Yes, even a tzaddik Shein HaGomer, the Yetzer Tov rules. Shinemar, because by king, it's a pasuk says, V'libi chalal v'kirbi, my heart, it's empty. But since he couldn't change his animalistic soul to turn into good, he's called a tzaddik she'eino gomur. He is not a complete tzaddik, which is also called, turn the page, the nikra gam tzaddik v'ra'lo. He's called a tzaddik, and evil is low with him. I mean to say, but not so much nikra tzaddik she'eino gomur. More than the fact, it's called a tzaddik she'eino gomur, who nikra gam tzaddik v'ra'lo. Come over, Gemara. As Gemara says, she tzaddik v'ra'lo, who tzaddik she'eino gomur. So the simple meaning we always thought meant a tzaddik who has suffering, he's not a complete tzaddik. Now that could still maybe be true, but that's not the inner pshat. Right. A tzaddik v'ra'lo means a tzaddik who still has the evil is inside, even though it's not working, but the evil is still there.
This is dormant.
It's a tzaddik she'eino gomur. Right? In other words, it's there, but it's not working for you. So what we're going to stop over here. We've already gone 33 minutes. Next week's going to elaborate on this to give us better understanding what that means. Right. That it's there, but it's not working for the other side.
It's dormant, it's not being extinguished.
So he's going to give different ways of explaining it.
Yeah.
But that's the tzaddik v'ra'lo. Okay. Shabbat.